أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 186 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala stated the reality of all of mankind. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Each soul shall definitely taste of death. Before that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the blasphemy of the Yahud with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again addresses the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are such an ummah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is certainly going to put us through tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to put us through trials. And according to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi narrates a hadith from Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, saying that it was revealed, this verse was revealed on the occasion of that incident that had taken place in the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the early days when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made hijrat to Madina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, riding a donkey, going to visit the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, together with him, was Sayyiduna Usama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And as he was going en route, a group of people had gathered sitting on the side of the road. In that group, some were believers, some were non-believers. Nonetheless, in that group was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, and also in that group was Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, we have heard his name on various occasions. He had been a munafiq, he had been a hypocrite, but up to that time he had not even accepted Islam as a hypocrite also. In other words, there was no news of his acceptance of Islam. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed this group, dust from the donkey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was raised off the ground, and that dust touched some of the people, and amongst them would have been Abdullah bin Ubay. And he began to say some words to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped. He greeted this group. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited them towards Islam, reciting some of the verses of the Quran Sharif. And Abdullah bin Ubay said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whatever you have recited, whatever you have said, you should keep it to yourself and those people that have come with you. In other words, making reference to the muhajirin, that this is good for you. You should not come and speak about all of this to us. So these were words that should have not been spoken about, should have not been spoken to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on the other hand, said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "No, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should continue with these beautiful words of the Quran and your invitation." So a little skirmish had taken place between this group of people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nonetheless settled them down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created peace between them. And then he continued to Sa'd ibn Ubadah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to Sa'd ibn Ubadah the happenings. Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had already embraced Islam at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truth and the reality was this, that before your hijrah to Medina Munawwara, before your coming to Islam, before your coming to Medina, before our acceptance of Islam, the people of Medina were on the verge of making Abdullah bin Ubay the king of Medina, the leader of Medina. And then your nubuwat had become evident in Makkah Mukarramah. We accepted and embraced Islam at your hands. And now all of this changed the situation in Medina Munawwara. People accepted Islam. You came to Medina, and undoubtedly you are the leader of both the worlds. So all of this created turmoil. And of course, Abdullah bin Ubay then lost the leadership of Medina Munawwara. And this is probably why he behaved in the manner that he behaved. So Sa'd ibn Ubadah interceded and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to overlook, to forego. And the truth of the matter was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had overlooked and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forgiven. The continuation of the hadith was this, that thereafter the battle of Badr had taken place, Abdullah bin Ubay had seen that the leaders of Makkah had then died in the battle of Badr. He had seen that Islam is being elevated. He embraced Islam as a hypocrite, and then he remained a hypocrite and the leader of the hypocrite right till the end of his life. And in this way, he created many difficulties in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the one that picked on our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the slander against her. He was the one that threatened the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on many occasions. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with regards to that particular incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the whole ummah, that this happened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As an ummah, we should be aware of this and we should accept these things that are going to happen to us as Muslims. Allah ta'ala says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. You are certainly going to be tested with regards to your wealth and to your personal selves. It is going to happen. You've accepted the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in that you are also vulnerable insofar as your wealth is concerned, insofar as your personal lives are concerned. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. And you are certainly going to hear from those who were given the book before you, the Yahud, the Nasara, and also those who are polytheists, أَذًا كَثِيرًا, a great deal of harsh words, a great deal of slander. So what is the advice of Allah Ta'ala? What is the command of Allah? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you practice patience and if you have piety, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, then certainly that is from the great loftiness, from the great words of determination, the matter of lofty determination in the books of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is what is going to make you grow and gain closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is what is going to gain strength within yourselves, and this is what is going to make you strong, and of course is going to create determination within you, and of course is going to create that izzat and honor in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is what the others are going to see, and they are going to realize that their harm is not going to affect you in the slightest bit, and this is going to bring strength to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.